he doesn't speak the entire film.
He doesn't speak the entire film.
The entire film does not speak.
So
why are we doing this?
Yeah.
What is this? A fireplace suit?
Yeah.
Mark.
I don't want Spawn to be sad the whole thing.
Hey, don't knock the fireplace. The fireplace was great.
Yeah. Spawn was like evil. He was like evil, but good.
Even as a regular dude,
done. No
the fireplace was great. Sorry, man.
That's gonna be don't a terrible
movie. See? Now you get where I'm
from. So Black Panther's impactful because we got all this progress and we Jamie Foxx shut the fuck up.
These your shoes, bro?
Hey, Jamie Foxx been taking a lot of dumb roles lately, though.
Uh-huh.
Jamie Foxx is the point of his career, like Eddie Murphy, where he's just said, fuck it.
I made so much money, I'm just gonna do whatever I want.
Yeah, like Randy. Randy. Randy.
Randy.
He doesn't care anymore.
I'm gonna watch it. Let me do this Shazam show on fire.
He's with Tom Cruise's ex-wife. I forgot her name, no, she's an actress. What's her name?
Katie Holmes.
He's with Katie Holmes.
Nah, apparently they broke up.
They broke up?
Yeah,
they got it for a long time.
You don't break up when you are a part of Scientology. You don't
no,
break up.
She had a damn
no
problem.
Break up.
But she didn't break up.
Yeah.
They can't talk about it for like 5 years.
Now they forget it. But there was a cheating clause in there too. Mm. And he ain't want to sign it. He ain't signed.
Tom Cruise in?
Nah. Jamie Foxx and Katie Holmes. They had a.
That's why they broke up?
I guess they had a prenup before the marriage or whatever. I don't know. Whatever it was. There was a cheating clause in there and it said that if. Whatever. I mean,
how do you not cheat as a mega superstar? Like, how do you not cheat?
But that was right woman.
But that was once you make money and you, if you single and then you get on, you it's gonna be very
only
bad.
Balls cheating.
I don't think Jamie Foxx can sing the whole time. We just
he doesn't have to.
Exactly.
Jade is over.
Not faithful to
Jade. Jade is over.
Wait, you got Instagram. First person he followed was a side chick.
Who?
Will Smith.
Oh, Will Smith is the
first person he followed was Chick.
He's the GOAT.
Will Smith.
Will Smith.
Smith. He's the GOAT, for real.
He is the GOAT.
Who's his side chick?
I don't know, some chick.
Somebody.
She's pretty.
All you
said she's pretty.
Huh?
The first one he followed was Ellen.
Okay.
Do she look better than
Trey Faye? He started Instagram on her show.
Okay.
Oh, yes, he did.
Okay, well, the second person he followed was the side chick.
I do remember.
I'm not telling Ellen and why he started Instagram. I'm not talking about the shit did on TV. I'm talking about his real life shit. He was like, let me follow this consistent person. Let me follow this fire snap.
Got where she was going.
You think Jay is not going for
shoes?
Yeah. She approved.
Man.
What? Yeah, they're
like,
they
allowed me to do it.
They do have it?
Yeah.
So
they allowed to.
Fucking forever.
And at this point in time, who will spend for them?
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
And
they'll
get it off and
they get it right.
Yeah.
And then
come
back
and
they
I'm so glad that I did not buy a blue suit. When I was getting ready, when I was looking for a suit, I was like, bro, I'm about to do that.
I'm
about
to do that.
The nigga showed me the suit. I said, I'm glad I did not buy this.
Super glad.
I'm so glad. Because I looked part of the wedding and I'm not even in the wedding.
Anybody else need Professor
Young?
Hey!
Jared. So fast, you know shoes. I see you play boy.
Hey, what time is class start? What time is class start? I might be
late. No good. What time is class, Fashion?
I might be late.
He definitely got his foot in a porcupine ass. Like, oh, this is too close.
You were just talking about that. Like,
you really just scared the shit out of me.
Everyone
Too. You guess I should take it off the hanger?
No. What?
It looks better on the hanger.
Yeah, you can do that. I ain't using the right hand. Y'all got real quiet when the ladies came. I noticed that.
How are
you doing, bro?
That's it. My jacket's actually in the...
Y'all best.
Is this, are we recording right now?
Oh God, no.
Wait, Greg, is this on?
Yeah, the
podcast
going.
Oh,
it's going the whole time?
Oh, shit. Are we riding on the
podcast? Hey, guys. Hey, Greg, what do we want to call it?
We got city shoes, though. We got city shoes, so it's going to be all right.
Hey, Greg, what's this podcast going to be called? What's the title of this episode? We need an episode title. You guys heard that? So Rob, man, how you been doing, man? This is Northwest Nick speaking right now on the podcast, interviewing my man Big Rob. You know, the Hennessy's hitting me right now. It's hitting me right now. We watching Jurassic World, and we were just talking about Incredibles 2. So give me a lowdown on that.
So I took my 4-year-old and my brothers, and great movie. If you have epilepsy, don't watch it. There's a lot of flashing images and shit. Miss Incredible got a fat ass.
Wow. So it should be like PG-13.
It should be PG-13. I saw a meme online with her in a bathing suit in Frozone, and she had the extra fatty with the one piece.
Wow.
So, but
you heard that. That's the first scoop here, ladies and gentlemen.
But she got, even on the toy, she got a fat ass.
Frozone and Elastigirl are having an affair.
They drew her like a black chick, though.
They drew her like a black woman, but she has a white complexion.
Bless you,
she's from the Caucasus Mountains.
She's definitely light skinned.
Exactly. She's definitely light skinned.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
She got a fat ass. She's
making Marvel.
You hear that? You hear that, Disney?
He got a little black feature, too.
I think that's Frozone. Kid. That's Frozone.
Beside
kid.
Jeremy Warner, who going to run it fast? Hmm?
True. The movie was good. I've been working, you know, doing a software consulting shit.
Why don't you give your company a plug right now?
Malcolm Gold Consulting and Integrations, LLC. We do government contracting, software development, all that good shit. Not gonna plug too much. We just here to do good work for the government. Enhance the taxpayer's experience.
I like that. I like that, ladies and gentlemen. You just heard it here first.
He said this shit while drinking, like, because he knew that shit was gold. Gold, like Malcolm Gold.
Hey. Double plug.
What's up with you? What's up, Northwest Nick?
You know, I'm just sipping on my... Hold on.
Nick is
just came back from fucking Tokyo and shit.
Just came back from Tokyo, yeah. Japan, first time in Japan. It was a great experience.
True.
Food was delicious. Everybody thought I was an NBA player, even though I'm only 5'10". It was way above average. It was raining one day, and I got hit in the face by everybody's umbrella. First time in my life I ever felt tall.
Congratulations, welcome.
Yo, it felt great.
Right?
It felt great. I was like, yeah, hit me with that one more time. I was in Tokyo, had great sushi, great everything.
How was the sushi over there?
Phenomenal. Because it's like, they don't freeze it to ship it to like LA or DC or New York. Like, it's straight out the water, like on your plate pretty much.
You ate raw sushi over there?
Not like anything that was like still slithering. But it was delicious. Delicious nonetheless. Definitely got to go back. Probably one of my favorite cities I've ever been to. Not gonna lie. Not gonna lie. Right now we in the bachelor suite. Greg's putting on his suit right now, getting photoed up.
He got some weird socks on.
He's got some nice little graffiti fish socks on. Can you tell us about your socks right now, Greg?
What the young
kids
call it? Funky socks.
These the funky socks. I wish y'all could see them. They're like purple, white, and red, and gray. But you know, he's doing the damn thing. Right now we're watching Jurassic World. There's a Pizza Hut commercial on.
I can't find local socks.
Oh, hold up. The best woman over here in the corner, Miss D. Miss D, you want to say something to the people? Any words of advice you got for them?
Have lots of sex.
Whoa. Protected sex. Be smart.
Y'all getting married. Fuck that.
We're all
getting married, right.
Actually, Grandma did say last night she wants a kid next week. So, there's that.
Greg, raw dog every day.
Wow. This is a PG podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
Raw dog is
I haven't had sex in 3 years.
I don't raw dog bitches on the beach.
Who was in Chicago for the first night? Did
he
buy
or
did he just call? I thought the rule was not having a Cabo sex in
Chicago. What?
It's a little bit
Once again, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, that was. Wait. So, topic of much debate lately. How does everybody feel about LeBron to the Lakers?
I'm a Lakers fan. I'm not proud of it.
Whoa! Let me skirt. You a Lakers fan? You don't like it?
I'm a Lakers fan. I wasn't excited about the move.
Not excited. Not excited.
It don't matter to me. I'm a LeBron fan.
I do have an application. There is a Lakers bandwagon application that you need to fill out, though.
No,
you must fill out the application.
I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm
gonna put it like this. Everybody knows that I never had a favorite basketball team, regardless.
Everybody knew that shit. I just met the man.
Hey, for the record, I've been a lifelong Bullets and Wizards fan, and my life has been misery, so there's that.
Shout out to the Capitals.
Yo, shout out to Juwan Howard.
Shout out to the Capitals.
Shout out to Chris Whitney, Rod Strickland,
right.
Tracy Murray. Who else we have? Mitch Richmond. Shout out to Alex Ovechkin and the Capitals, man. Stanley Cup chance. Nicholas Backstrom. You know, Kuznetsov.
That shit was amazing, man.
Coach Barry Trotz. Best of luck in the future for you, man. You
brought Dwight Howard going to the Wizards.
I don't know about no Dwight. Man. We staying positive with the Capitals right now, okay?
It's 78 degrees.
Thank you to Ted Leonis. Leonsis. I'm sorry if I just butchered the last name. It's the first time. I'm 31 years old, about to be 32 years old. And it's the first time I've ever experienced a championship, DC championship, in my lifetime. So thank you, Caps fam. Thank you, Capitals family, for giving us that. I'm going to DC actually on Monday to go to the MLB All-Star game. And hopefully I'll get a sneak peek at the little Stanley Cup if it's not over in Russia with my man Ovi. Moving right along, though. It's hot because we got all our hot breath just going. Now you got to let it, you got to let it circulate. Oh, is she outside the door? Once again, this is the Bachelor episode of the podcast, Greg Getting Married. I'm your unofficial host, Northwest Nick. Go follow me on the Twitters and the Instagrams. Flew in from LA via Tokyo. It's going to be a good night. I'm a usher, not to be confused with the singer. I wish y'all could see these porcupine shoes.
Don't worry. We'll find a way to add this to the podcast.
There's plenty of pictures.
It's
okay.
We will find a way to add this to the podcast.
I
shouldn't
get all this attention when I'm not a groupie. This is dedication.
Woo! Oh, yeah.
Spicy. Oh, it's spicy.
Is it spicy?
Ooh. Nah, not at all.
Photographer getting the great angles right now. Make sure to check out all these porcupine picture shoes at the gram. Shout out Steven Spielberg, making great movies, either as a director or producer. But really shout out Ryan Coogler. We were just talking about Black Panther. That was amazing film. Can't wait to see your next endeavor with Michael B. Jordan. Spicy like Popeyes. Do they have Popeyes in Rhode Island? Does anybody know?
She picked up this time, by the way.
Standing here with my man Zach. Zach, you got anything to say to the people?
Hope everybody has a good time. Greg's. Is he pouring out a little Hennessy right now? Ooh, Greg.
That was a heavy pour.
Heavy pour, getting a little spicy.
That was a heavy pour.
Get a little spicy. We gotta make sure he doesn't get a little too wild. He's all right. He's having a good time.
He's gonna forget his vows.
He's loosening up. Loosening up.
Heavy pour Greg. That's his new name. Heavy pour Greg.
I go partake.
I told you about the call I had last night, right? She was like, I don't like the fact that you had a business call at 11 o'clock at night with some bitch. I was like,
whoa, I'm going to move away from this conversation right quick. Whoa, whoa.
I got to make a confession.
Okay.
I've never had Hennessy.
Woo! Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, did you hear that declaration? Oh my God. Breaking news. Zach, who you just heard from, has never ever had Hennessy in his life. He's about to get the first taste. Oh! Oh wow.
Okay.
I'ma stop talking and I'ma just oh my God. Zach, we're gonna double do it. How was your first sip of Hennessy?
You know, it was earthy. It was very nice, really nice. Good. I'm a big fan.
There you have it.
Yes, I told Greg whenever he's ready.
So this one. No!
I can't crack it.
No, let my man crack it, man.
Sorry,
my man crack.
Oh, it's cold.
Yeah, I put it in
the fridge overnight.
So about
to get married. He got a crack the box hole.
This is when you bring out an actual brandy glass and be like, okay.
Don't worry about the bottom of the head. Take it and go back on.
How'd that feel, Greg? How'd that feel? Let the people know.
Earthy.
Earthy.
Yeah.
It felt earthy. Very earthy.
Woo!
Vibrant. Earthy. Was it flagrant? Was it flagrant?
Can you taste the leather?
Yeah.
Yes.
So soft. Like when wind
is so soft. So soft.
All right, so I'm not going to pour anybody's poison.
No, everybody's
going to
pour
their drink.
We usually like to keep it to shots. Q can have that shot.
He allowed to drink?
No, he's allowed to have eight. I'm allowing him to have a shot anyway. Q, thank you for staying sober for an hour.
Thanks to
the
God. Organic Gatorade. Organic Gatorade. Hydration Station.
Washington with your feet. So look, man. It's very Booker T. Washington.
Hit the hints of gold out here.
You look like an alpha. You look like an alpha.
I mean, I try to look.
You look like an alpha.
Try to look what I am.
Oh, you are an alpha.
Oh, damn.
Fancy that.
Hey, we got Detroit Red in the building right now. Detroit Red. Where's Spike Lee? Call him Spike Lee. Call him Spike Lee.
I had on the bottom, brother, but too damn much.
Actually,
that'd be perfect. I have been, but I
wasn't
going to do that.
Why not?
You should have. Actually, you should have. Yeah, yeah. Actually, that would be perfect.
Bro, trust me, I had a grill too, and I'm about to accessorize my shit with gold too, man.
They make grills in DC?
Yeah,
they boo.
They do?
Yeah, Rich Grills.
Hey, shout out to Rich Grills and Bowie, making the best grills in the DMV.
I'm about to
give you money.
We're new bougie.
We don't have a company.
New bougie,
you know.
You gonna get a grill? Yeah, I'm about to get one. I was thinking about getting one probably next month.
I have.
My homegirl just went to Rich Grills and got one. How long did it take for them to make one?
A week. She went to get the little mower to make.
How much? And then
four. She got a bridge.
What a custom place.
So she got.
That's $4,000?
No, $400.
Okay.
No, relax.
Because he was like, ooh.
That's how you know. When a nigga used to spend a whole lot of money. Four stacks?
I would have said $4.
Not a minute. He said $4,000.
I thought you said $4,000. $4,000.
All right.
Get
to do
it.
A quick toast, real quick.
All right. Oh. I'm back.
Clearly, you're all right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we about to toast.
So, everybody, appreciate y'all for being here. I know Greg appreciates us all being here. Remember, this is his day. Mm-hmm. Well, technically, it's Jess's day, but he's just a part of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go out here. Congratulations.
Get her pregnant tonight.
No. Whoa.
Shoot.
Wait, hold on. I was going to do it, but I can't kill nobody right now with my shoes.
Can I just say...
Can I get a refill first?
If you... Wow. Oh, sure. Let's get
regular
the
white.
I need to throw on my shoes, actually. If you...
Sure.
If we really been real.
Right.
From what was discussed to me last night, if you have not already been chosen, you will be chosen. There are a lot of single ladies at this wedding. And
Northwest Nick is very single.
Are choosing you guys, because I've been pulled aside multiple times already.
Okay.
Oh.
So,
Kiana, I'm not doing anything, I promise.
But Northwest Nick is.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
You got chosen. Her boyfriend was here.
Whoa.
There you go.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wait.
At the end of the day, thank you all for being here. I really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. I hope y'all get drunk and don't tell me the stories. Okay?
Yes. Hey.
Cheers. Cheers.
Hey, yo, you can say that shit now.
Makhine.
Wow.
So,
apparently I've been chosen by a lady who has her boyfriend in attendance. Wow.
Hey, Nick, how does that feel?
It feels great, but you know what? I'm almost 32 years old. I'm not trying to be a homewrecker. You know what I'm saying?
That shit doesn't
I'm trying to be wholesome. In my later years. So, I appreciate it. I'm flattered, but I don't do that. Yeah, I'm flattered by the notion. But I ain't falling for that potion, you know what I'm saying?
Oh my god.
Absolutely. Hey yo, that
and for that, I think I'm gonna sign out right now.
You said what?
put on my rest of my clothes. I'm gonna pass the phone to my man Rob, and he gonna take over.
What are we saying? So, I'm actually Hebrew. I'm actually blood Hebrew.
Rob is a real Hebrew. Like,
I had to actually.
Rob is the only black Israelite you can listen to talk.
So, Greg, how does it feel knowing that you're gonna have four Drakes?
Back to back.
Why you gotta get him in his feelings?
American Drakes.
Why you getting me in my feelings?
Are you upset? So you're gonna have four kids or three kids?
I already have been summoned to have twins.
Everybody is doing the in your feelings challenge, and we have to get the whole routine down.
We're recording this shit, that's gonna be everything. Yo.
We got a secret.
I promise you, I don't think about it.
I'm not doing none of that shit.
Come on, it's a flash mob.
Love me.
Exactly what I'm not doing. I love you, Kiana. Kiki.
There you go. So you can do it.
I'm not doing Kiki. Do you love? She tried to give me this shit, do me this shit last week. I said no.
You know how great that would look? You're 6'5". That would look really, really funny.
First off, I was already bad enough that she picked out my suit and my outfit.
No, it's not.
It's terrible.
Where's your mask?
I don't even know how to pick up my own clothes.
You know why?
Why?
Why is that bad?
Why?
Okay. Because your whole morning got a whole lot easier.
Nah, not for work shit. Works shit's easy.
Your whole morning got a whole lot easier.
It did. I knew what the fucking words. That's how I wore last night, basically.
Yeah. Facts.
Yeah, that's what I wore last night. He's ready. He's ready. Hey. Alright, who wants to host?
His leg don't work.
Northwest niggas back. Sorry, I had to change real quick. Shout out to Drake.
We don't own the rights to this music.
This is true. This is true. Republic, don't sue us. We're just trying to have fun right now. Shout out Drake. Shout out City Girls, too, featured on this track.
Shout out to the scammer City Girls.
Wow.
Shout out to all the scammers out there.
Shout out to all the scammers.
Shout out to all the scammers that said they don't want to work with you and the scammers. Shout out to
the twins.
That's right. Okay, everybody, thank you.
Thank you.
Shout out to Desiree, the photographer. Just came through. Made sure she got all our good sides. Gonna look nice. I'm gonna have a lot of nice Tinder photos ready. Some Bumble photos. Shout out to Maurice, Lauren, Rosette, Addison over at Tinder. Running things, doing great work. Guys work. For the single people like me out there in the world.
That's all we need. Nope. Gotta be a unison.
Hey, shout out to Smart Food White Cheddar Popcorn, man. Y'all keep it popping. No pun intended. Hold up, I'm checking myself out in the mirror, making sure I'm looking straight. Got a blue suit on. Okay.
No, I don't even care. I need to
Oh boy.
So, you know what they say about a man in a suit?
Okay. I don't. Let us know.
A woman's going to take it off that night.
Wow.
Ding.
Wow.
I know mine is coming off.
It's coming off, but the thing is, what's coming out?
Hey.
Wow. What's
fine? You know what? You know what? I don't even know what to say. Don't even know what to say. See, I would try to do that, but I feel like I split my hands. Yeah, I feel like I break something.
After 30, you should be doing that.
We about to take a break right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Did a lot of shit, just live this here lifestyle. Came straight from the bottom to the top, my lifestyle.
Shout out Young Thug. We back. Once again, it's your unofficial host for this episode, Northwest Nick. Oh, I found some Big League Chew. Anybody remember Big League Chew? Any millennials out there, like, used to go to 7-Eleven, used to look down the candy aisle, see some Now-A-Laters, see some Warheads, see some Crybabies, and then you see that big package of Big League Chew. See, I don't know about y'all in the Big League Chew, but I used to throw the whole pack of that gum in my mouth at one time. The jaw workout I got from that was incredible, and I know some of y'all are going to be weird with these statements, but I don't even care. I got no shame. It was incredible. Kids these days know nothing about candy. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't have the candy that we had back when I was growing up in the 90s. Like, Now-A-Laters? Now-A-Laters don't get the respect that they deserve. Fireballs. Anybody remember Fireballs? Because I do. I do. Yo, I'm just hosting, man.
I just want to say, Greg, I'm very proud of you. I didn't think you were going to be faithful to any woman. You did it. I'm proud of you. You're sober. I'm not. That's all I got to say.
Wow. Just for the record, that was not me, Northwest Nick, ladies and gentlemen. That was another member of the room whose name I will not mention.
That was Rob Holiday, motherfucker. I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, for the record, we're out here in Rhode Island, Middletown, Rhode Island, to be exact. I'm actually very fortunate that this wedding happened to be in Rhode Island because my dad has lived in Providence, Rhode Island, since I was in, like, fifth grade. And shouts to my dad because, like, ever since then, he's come to visit me wherever I've been, whether it's been college in Miami, my first jobs living in New York, now I'm in L.A. He's always come to visit me, but I just realized coming out here this weekend, it's the first time I've come to visit him in Rhode Island in, like, 10-plus years, which is mad disrespectful and wild on my part, and I need to change that up. But thankful that this wedding gave me the opportunity to come out and see my dad in Providence. Made me realize I got to be more of a family man. Got to visit my dad more, his situation. Got to visit my mom more in Florida now. I got a sister back home in D.C. You know, weddings make you realize a lot of things. Most importantly, it makes you realize how important family is. Never forget that. Never, ever, ever forget that. Moving right along, though. We're getting down to crunch time when we have to migrate into these buses.
I mean, I can do it, but I don't want
to. Oh, snap. We got a new member to the podcast.
Yo, 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 yo. Welcome to the
world. Introduce yourself to the Bachelor Podcast.
How you everyone doing?
Shouts to Beyonce and her Coachella performance elevating this OT Genesis song, because I can never listen to this song without thinking of Beyonce. But really, can you go a day in life without thinking about Beyonce? She runs the world.
I'm excited. I got Hennessy Mike. Hennessy BSOP.
Wow.
Wow,
wow.
You have real shoes.
I have real dress shoes. I don't buy dress shoes. All I buy is
sneakers.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, my
head. So I thought this
was
you want a beverage?
I walked in the Foot Locker and dude was like, yeah, we got a size 9 and Air Max 97. And I said, really? I'll take those. I was just trying that morning to get out.
See, that story might have sounded easy as hell, but for the rest of us in the world, it's not that easy. If I try to walk into a store and get some J's,
Foot Locker, they were like, nah. I went to Foot Action, they were like, nah. I called East Bay, they were like, nah. I went on East Bay's website, they said, ha ha. So I found this website and they were like, you can pay $275 for your pair.
Was it GOAT?
Shout out to the GOAT app. Shout out to the GOAT app.
None of my struggle. Just because I want to be a sneakerhead, because I want to get sneakers I couldn't get when I was fucking 12 when the 97s came out. I just wanted some 97s.
I had to stop buying sneakers.
Yeah.
I had to be an adult.
No.
Couldn't keep
I went to Balenciagas. I went to 97s.
He just had the Balenciagas on.
He wears a fucking 6.
Yes, a 6. It makes me want to stop the fuck. Grow up.
He can wear all the shoes he wants. Meanwhile, the big motherfuckers that are out here, we can't buy shit. You know what I wore for years? Converse.
Hey, nothing wrong with Converse. Shout out to Converse. Vans, you wear some Vans?
I wear Vans and Chucks.
Vans and Chucks, man.
But I want the Jordans.
I mean, you can always find you some 992s.
Yo, fuck.
Yo, New Balance. New Balance all day. DC, what up? DC, stand up. Hey, anybody who has any New Balance slander, can't mess with me, even though
I'm not wearing New Balance, period.
Wow. Although I did hear, like, the CEO or the founder of New Balance is problematic. Is that true?
What?
Problematic.
He's probably racist, I don't know.
Maybe I gotta put my New Balances away.
Papa John's is racist too.
Hey.
That wears 50, I'm about.
Fuck Papa John's.
I have been to Papa John's, Starbucks, or Waffle House.
Shitty ingredients, shitty pizza, racist John's. Sorry, I just used profanity. I'm so sorry. I don't even know if you guys can hear me over the music right now. We're about 10 minutes till we have to depart for the wedding. So, you know, just trying to keep y'all company. I'm walking through this room right now at the Cambria in Middletown, Rhode Island. Weather's nice today. Nice day for a wedding. Yo, yeah, nice day for a wedding. Beautiful day for a wedding. Once again, I'm going to keep shamelessly plugging myself. Northwest Nick. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, whatever.
Hey!
Shout out to Capitol Records. Oh, mom. Mom stepped in the room. Mom stepped in the room with the Old Spice. Make sure Greg's.
Yeah, he don't
want to
kick
you,
nor do he want you to step on his feet. So he got to cautious.
Uh-oh. Mom just peeped the porcupine shoes. What you got to say about the porcupine shoes?
Really?
Woo!
Really? You know what? Between you and the dude who was going to be my date, that's some mess he would have done.
Okay. So what we need to find out is that a good thing or a bad thing?
That's a bad thing.
Oh!
Hold on. Is it a bad thing because it's new school and you prefer old school, or it's a bad thing because them shoes just some shit?
Them shoes is just doing too much.
Housekeeping.
But
you want me to fluff your pee?
But hold on, I'll be back in a minute. Where's your
clothes? Right here's the clothes.
That is not what you wear. Look at these jokers around the room.
Okay.
Well, first and foremost, you just labeled them as jokers. I'm a grown man, not no joker.
Okay, so, back to the first thing.
Oh, hey, you
see all these young men standing around you?
Hey, let me get your time.
Stand over here. Take a look. Okay, with the exception of them shoes.
Okay, I about to say that Spike.
With that Spike.
He called him Spike.
Really?
I look fucking fabulous.
Where's your shoes?
These are casual.
He got the Tom Jordan.
This is not casual. This is a wedding.
Hold on. This is a wedding. So what I'm supposed to be comfortable.
No, what? It's first not of all, about hold on, you.
Stop poking me in my nipple. That hurts.
Your nipple way up there.
Yeah, it is.
You know, I got these packs. These joints raised. I'm just saying. Don't be poking on me.
I'm just going to say this.
I'm not wedding this. If ever in the future,
I invite any one of you jokers or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, time out. Stop. I'm not a joker. She talking about child.
You already know how hard it was for me to go buy these shoes.
Give me 30 seconds. I'll be right with you. Give me 30 seconds. I'll be right back to you. No, give me 30 seconds.
I'm sorry, mama. I'm sorry.
Excuse me. In the future, if I invite any one of you young men in this room to something.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
At least he upgraded from Joe.
Okay.
Yeah, true.
I want y'all to be looking like him.
Why like him? Why
him?
Let me get a point.
Him.
Why the hell is Nick the staple point of this whole thing?
Hey, Northwick. Hey, I'm the.
Excuse me.
I'm the staple. I'm the staple.
Him without the shoes. Him or him back there.
You pointed.
Don't you show up like this?
Hey. So hold on, time out.
Wait a minute. Because anything I'm gonna bring you, sir, I'm gonna bring y'all in. Cause let me tell you something. When y'all get older, as older men,
we are old.
This is more presentable.
I'm just
trying
to understand.
As older men, mm-hmm. You won't know how to carry yourself into a room. And when you go into that room, you want to make two statements.
I'm here
and I'm positive.
Okay, so
you hear that?
I just need to know what is wrong with my outfit.
Message.
It's the message. It's the message, babe. It's the message.
I'm gonna tell you this right now.
I know you're
gonna be. No. If I was a different complexion, you wouldn't even matter about my shoes. You'd be like, oh my gosh, you're so nice.
I will check them too.
Okay. Who's calling? Who's making a call?
Phone call.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Wow. We just got educated by moms. Wow. Just for the record, I was one of the ones that she pointed out was nicely dressed. Y'all can't see me right now. I got on a nice little blue suit, little fitted blue suit. But I got a little short sleeve shirt on. It's okay. But we got to soon migrate to the Vans. It's been a wonderful 45 minutes talking to y'all. Don't forget, Northwest Nick here. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, all that. We about to go enjoy Greg's wedding. And peace be with you.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.